Hi, my name is J-Paul. You're listening to the J-Paul Hernandez Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics. Hey everyone, today's episode is very special. My guest is a multimillionaire, successful entrepreneur in the Middle East, and he is teaching me today how to earn through leveraging in real estate. And it's so amazing because I interviewed him in one event recently and I asked him, hey, Francis, can I use this interview on my podcast? And he said yes. So today I just want you to know that you can earn and make money work for you and then use your real estate as a leverage to earn more money through rental, sales, or whatever. And he is saying, Francis, our guest, that there is a big opportunity in the real estate market, even during a pandemic, and especially after this pandemic. Learn more, be rich, be generous, and enjoy the episode. God bless. And so, Francis, I just want to ask you a little bit personal question. Why did you go into real estate? I mean, you're a corporate guy. Ano yung personal why mo? Bakit mo? Ba't ka naniwala na pwede kang yumaman through real estate?
Well, noon una kasi, di ba, lahat ng Pilipino, gusto natin magkaroon ng sariling bahay. and that even nasa amin ngayon, mag-boyfriend, girlfriend pa lang kami ni wifey, gusto namin na magkaroon ng sariling bahay. Hindi pa ako RFP niyan, hindi pa ako masyadong exposed with different investments. So nag-umpisa ako doon. And then later on, when I learned from our mentors, from Brother Bo, from Rex Mendoza, Randall Johnson, all of them, na kailangan lagyan mo lahat eh. And at the end, me being an OFW, especially here na nasa Middle East kami, we're not gaining citizenship. At the end of the day, babalik at babalik kami sa Pilipinas. And it comes from the fear, bro, na coming back, na mababalik ako nang wala ako. So, of course, I would like to have a replacement income, lalo na pag tumanda na tayo, na pagbalik dyan, eh, nag-aantay na lang ako every month ng upa. Nung kikitain ko sa upa. Why not do that now, na malakas pa ako, that I can invest a lot? And then, over the years, I've learned. And kinapi ko yung mga success story, yung mga strategy, even like what I mentioned in leveraging. I've learned that from reading how the C or the C family or other investment or companies, how they're acquiring their assets without using their own cash savings. So sabi ko, pwede ko palang gayahin to eh. Diba? On my own little ways. And then, natuwa ako kasi hindi ko nagagamit yung cash ko kasi may pinaglalaanan. Naglalagay ako sa stocks. Meron pa ako mutual fund. Meron educational fund yung mga bata. Yung tinuturo ni Brother Bo. Now, nagagamit ko yung leveraging power. I'm accumulating asset by using the bank's money.
Yes.
So, like, kung parang nangungutang, parang business, di ba? Ngayon ko lang rin natutunan na parang business yan. Nangutang ako, in-invest ko na dapat ibabalik ko yung perang yun na hindi ko ginagamit yung cash ng pamilya or ng other purpose. So yun lang, bro. I mean, it comes from the fear of an individual na gusto ko na pag nag-retire ako, kami yung pamilya, na masustain namin kasi my dream is that to give sustainability, to provide to this generation and to the next generation. Hindi lang sa generation na to, pati sa susunod na generation. Yeah, so yun ang aim ko. And alam naman natin, becoming a financial planner, dapat yung goal na yun, merong numero, may Excel sheet. Diba? Yeah. Na parang korporasyon, merong kang forecast para ma-achieve mo yan. Kasi kung yun lang ang nasa utak mo, hindi mo yan gagawa ng action. Kailangan din natin magyan ng numero. Ganda. Ano ba yung goal mo?
Thank you.
Wow. Bro, ang ganda nung, alam mo yung kinikwento mo yung mag-boyfriend kayo tapos hindi kayo citizen. Ramdaman ko yung emotional reason eh. Bro, how did you, whether you're an OFW or you're working here in Manila,
yes.
Kasi ako, lumaki, maging manager ka, maging executive ka, makakabili ka ng kotse mo, ganyan. And nung nag-start ako, first few years in corporate, ay waldas ng pera. Until, you know, I mean, I'm glad maaga-aga na stop yun. How did you yung stop that, yung pagiging excessive sa gastos? Now, kasi kung mag-asos ka naman eh, but you're spending money for investments. Paano mo na manage na instead of i-waldas, sorry for the term, to build wealth, to be financially free? Ano yung story mo doon? Ano yung thinking process mo?
Well, kahit nung nasa Pilipinas pa ako, during high school, I mean, I think one of the isa natutunan ko sa father ko is the value of money. Panganay ako, and hindi kami mayaman. My father is into government, and my mom is into sa corporate. And maaga nag-ano yung mom ko. Would you believe, nung college ako, pare, ang bawet ko sa isang linggo is 100 pesos. 100 pesos. So, and even in high school, mas maliit pa doon. And from that, natuto ko na gumagawa ako ng mga projects para sa mga kaklase kong mayaman. Tapos binibenta ko sa kanila para mayroon akong pantustos. Siyempre, binata tayo nung gusto mo naka-Levi's ka, gusto mo naka-Nike ka. That time. that hardship, that the value for money, parang naguhugas din ako ng kotse ng mga pinsan ko bago ko pumasok araw-araw. 7 kotse that time. And doon natutunan ko, ganun pala kahirap ang pera. And sabi ko, pag nagkapamilya ako, I will strive hard. And of course, dumating naman din tayo, I'm not perfect, dumating din tayo na gusto rin natin na maganda rin yung damit natin, maganda rin yung meron din tayo niyan. Kasi yan ang in, maganda rin ang cellphone na dapat naka 3210 ka ng time natin. So mga ganun. But of course, the yung na-instill sa akin nung bata pa ako na mahirap ang pera, nakapag-umpisa na ako. Kung parang nakaipon na ako ng time na yun. And nung kumita na rin ako na maganda, meron na rin ako kahit ang ano nga nun, pare, wala pa masyadong walang internet, walang training na available like what we have now. Bago ka makatin sa isang magandang training financial expert, you need to pay a hefty amount of fees and you need to be there. Ngayon it's widely available. The life itself teaches us how to use the money. And of course, di ba sa Bible, sabi nga, di ba, it's only a tool, di ba? Now, and ngayon na natututo tayo, we use these resources to help others. And really? And yun yung ano, parang life have taught us. And kailangan lang natin i-embrace yun eh. Kailangan lang natin tawag dito, isaloobin natin para magamit natin ng tama.
Yeah. Bro, thank you for your honesty and your just being you. You grew corporate, become an employee, entrepreneur, investor, you're financially free. In my eyes, you are. Bro, kinuwento mo sa akin dati 100 pesos yung kita mo sa isang linggo, kita allowance mo in 1 week. And how does it feel right now that you are already preparing assets for your children? Na hindi na nila kailangan I know hindi mo sinuspoil yung anak mo, but worst case scenario, may mawala ka, mamatay ka, but you have already prepared assets for your children. And these assets can be not only for your children, but your children's children. So it's already wealth building. Hmm. How does it feel?
I feel so blessed. That's why together I'm blessed also being your friend, that I'm having your platform also to bless others. Diba? yun naman ang mentor sa atin ni Brother Bo, Brother Bo, be a blessing to others, not bless only you. And I think this is the legacy building that we are doing right now, na kung ano man yung na-experience ko, and hindi ko pa nakwento na parang nung nag-move ako sa Doha, I was a project manager in Al Jazeera Channel. And yung unang job ko abroad. And ang trabaho ko hanggang alas dos lang. Alam mo, sa hapon, nagta-taxi driver ako sa Doha. And I'm proud of that. And kahit babalikan ko yung buhay na yun, I will encourage people to do that because kasi gusto ko kagad makat... And ngayon, coming to now, I feel so blessed na alam ko na I'm doing it right with the right mentor. Yung mga tao na sasampal talaga sa'yo pag mali yung ginagawa mo. Diba? Alam mo yan? and that helps me. And me being a mentee also of these best people in the industry, I would like to give back. And this is, kahit alam natin na nakakapagod, but if you're touching one soul, man, that's heaven for me already. And I know that the Lord will bless us abundantly as long as you're helping others as well. And lahat yun, all glory and praise to Him that hindi ko maaabot ko ano meron ako, and I'm still reaching a lot, and I would like to be a servant leader at the same time to bless others as well. So
grateful, so blessed, bro. One of my biggest blessings during this pandemic is you became my friend. I never thought that, alam mo yun kasi bro, pag nung pandemic, takot ka eh. I don't know if you experienced
that.
May restaurants ka eh. So yes, alam ko naman mo yan.
I was crying. I was lahat.
Akala ko tapos na yung taon, tapon na. Mm-hmm. But, you know, thank you, Miguel. Naging friends tayo. And now we're actually the ones collaborating. I'm learning from you. And I really want to push this forward. For those who are watching and listening afterwards, hindi lang, yes, may turo kami sa inyo, pero ako rin, I will earn from this. And this is, whatever I earn, this will be for my family, for my children, and all of those things. Bro,
for I'm those... Also, by the way, being friends, Miguel, thank you, brothers, for this collaboration. I'm blessed also. I'm learning from you as well.
Yay.
Sorry to cut you.
Brother, what is your advice to somebody? Okay, Sir Francis, ready na ako. I will start doing real estate investment business. Pero takot ako yung alam na nila yung how, na si tinuro, ang ganda ng turo mo. How do I deal with the emotional fear? Kasi yun yung pinaka nakakatakot eh. So, what are your advices for those who want to start investing in real estate but afraid to get that loan, to start leveraging? Ano yung emotionally kailangan nilang gawin?
Again, in any type of investment, you need to remove the emotion. Enable for you to remove the emotion. Alam natin yan, kahit sa stock market. Enable for you to remove the emotion, you need to back up your plan with a financial plan. So, kung hindi mo yan ibabacked up with an Excel sheet or kung saan mo kukunin yung resources mo, ako at si J-Paul sasabihin sa'yo, hindi ka pa ready. And we were not going to push you on that. But if you would like to learn, you know, ano saan ko makukunin yung pera ko, makukuha ko ba yun? And lagi na sinasabi, kahit sa kumpanya, bro, di ba? Hanggat di mo na nakokolekta yung accounts receivable mo, hindi mo pa rin pera yan.
Yes.
Di ba? Alam mo yun. So, hindi mo pa rin pwedeng paikutin yan. So, dapat meron kang plan na hindi lang inuhugot sa hangin. And backed up your plan with a projection na kaya ko bang bayaran itong down payment for the next coming 40 months. Now, kung hindi mo naman kaya, ano ang pwede kong gawin para makuha ko? Kasi Sir Francis or Sir J. Brown J. Paul, gusto ko na mag-invest eh. O ano pwede mong gawin? Challenge yourself. Kaya nga din sabi ko, is your 100% income enough? So pag kumuha ka ng property, yung 100% mo ngayon, hindi na magiging enough yan. So ngayon, anong kailangan mong gawin para yung 100% mo makover yung property na yun? Hmm. So you can do a lot of side hustle. And if you would like to learn more about that, we can help you as well. And katulad ng sabi ko, nung kumuha ko ng property, natutunan ko, pwede pala akong kumita through referral. Pwede pala yun. So, ngayon, yung network ko, nakakatulong ka na, di ba? Again, stop selling, but start serving. If you are helping people how to properly invest on rental business, kung natulungan kita, J-Paul, for sure, yung second purchase mo sa akin ka rin kukuha kasi meron ng trust at relationship building.
Yes.
Right? Now, we can teach you. You can be part of the community. We will teach you how to properly invest at the same time how to help people to invest properly. And while doing that, you can also earn. So katulad yung sinabi ko, imagine kung ano ba, nagre-refer ka lang at 1.5%. Hindi ka natanong, sabihin mo, pakikausap na itong kaibigan ko. Imagine kung meron kang 10 na na-refer. That's a 900,000 pesos wow. a year.
Wow.
While referring only. While doing the right, helping others, serving others. And we will teach you how to do that. So if this is going to be if you think that we can help you, just let us know. And yun nga. So, since nagawa ko yun, at nung kinuha ko yung unang condo property ko, pare, ang ginawa ko, bro, is I list down all the people that I believe that I can help. Alam mo, nakalista ako siguro ng mga 30 hanggang 50. From kaibigan ko, kamag-anak ko, colleagues ko, from all over part of the world. And you know what? 20% of that list got a property. So from doon, meron na akong referral pari. Parang nag-prospecting na ako doon pa lang. And tinulungan ko sila. Sabi ko, kumuha ko. And I'm selling the experience. And I would like them to also earn while investing. So with that, halos nalibre ko na yung isang property ko. O kaya kumuha ko na. Kaya lumakas ang loob ko dahil meron na akong incoming commission. Kasi on top nun, kasha naman siya sa cash flow ko, di ba?
Magaling. Oo.
So, ayun. So, lumalaki pa yung asset list mo.
Wow.
And this is what, and the program, and nakakatuwa, SMBC partner with me in helping others as well. If you feel that this program is for you.
For those who don't know, Francis is helping me. This is something new and really something I'm involved in and I'm personally fired up with because I really believe that, yes, aside from business, stock market, real estate is the fastest way to really become rich and be financially free.
Yeah, gusto natin nakaupo na lang tayo, di ba? Nag-aantay na lang tayo mag-mature in Schenke.
Yeah.
Mas madali yun. Yeah, this is what we would, and nakakatuwa na I thank the Lord that it's a blessing that we're helping others as well. Not only na kukuha sila ng property, but we are helping them on the right decision, on the right focus, and also for them not only investing, but they're earning also while investing. So I think that's the and I think Shara will help us also on that and together with your team. And hopefully we can help a lot of people do the right thing.
Yeah. So that's why for those who are wondering why we did this, this is a teaser, teaser program because we're going to release something to really help people through real estate. If you want to be mentored by Francis and myself, we're really going to help you from mindset to the program to really starting investing small and just really taking baby steps to achieve financial freedom, please email us at overcomer.academy@gmail.com or just send me a private message and I'll create a loop for us and we will, me and my friend and my mentors, we will personally mentor you to achieve that financial freedom goal. Especially if you are not in the Philippines, if you are an OFW, the thing is, my dear friends, I have a relative who worked abroad 40 to 50 years, work, padalang pera, work, padala pera, work, padala pera. Pag uwi niya, yung bahay nila nagbuka ng squatter kasi talagang hindi inalagaan yung pera, pinang inom, pinang gastos, etc., etc. Pag-uwi ng kamag-anak ko, hindi atake sa puso. And it's really heartbreaking. And I thought it was kami lang. Akala ko kamag-anak ko lang yun. But as I've been giving talks abroad more and more, mas ang dami palang Pilipino ganun ang sinasapit. Nagtrabaho 20, 10, 30, 40 years abroad, pag-uwi, mahirap pa rin sila. And I'm so grateful for the expat entrepreneur Francis Medina because, you know, people like him just care for Filipinos. And pwede naman tayo umaman eh. Hindi naman kailangan mahirap forever. Di ba, bro?
Yes. Yes. We are entitled for everything and God is giving that those things to us. We just need to enrich it and nourish it, you know. And once you become blessed and successful, help others also.
Wow. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Francis, as we end, you know, we're starting 2021. Can you give a 2021 message let me correct that. What is your message to those who want to be financially free and will do it through real estate as their major financial driver? Anong message mo sa kanila?
Well, we are about to end 2020 and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And we have the good Lord give us hope already. We know that the vaccine is coming out. And believe us, me and J. Paul were talking that being an entrepreneur on this time is very difficult. Being an employee during this time is very difficult. Nobody wants this pandemic. This is unprecedented. So I think it's a good learning for all of us that kahit gaano ka ka-ready, it's going to be difficult. Right? What more kung hindi ka talaga ready at what more kung wala ka talagang readiness? And we have seen friends, colleagues, na nag-give up na. I mean, and we don't want you guys to have that. And we just need to survive. And we are about to survive. We're about to finish. And to finish the race. And now it's about time to bounce back. And allow us, this program, this partnership, this mentorship, allow us to help you, and if you feel that this is for you, this program is for you, and real estate is one of a good investment, what we're going to mentor you is through the experience that what we have. Siyempre, hindi namin tinuturo yung kung anong ano lang, kung theory lang, but the ins and the failures that I have, not only the success, because gusto namin ma-fast track na yung success nyo. And we believe once we help you and once you become successful that you will help others as well. So pay it forward, ika na. So alam natin na marami tayong pwedeng gawin ngayon. And this pandemic have taught us really hard that we need to do our best to be prepared in the next coming crisis. And I hope together with this group that we can be a help. At the same time, kami rin matuto sa inyo. So it's going to become a community that shares success and help others. So that's basically, allow us to help you. Allow us to make you a salespreneur. At the same time, build your rental properties one at a time. So yeah. Maraming salamat. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, my dear brother. I am so, so proud of you. I am so blessed to be connected with you, in a sense, to really have a relationship. And for those who are wondering and just curious, this is not, what we're offering is not yung parang robotic. What Francis and I are gonna do, we will create relationship. Talagang kilala mo kami. And we want to be there in your ups and downs as you grow and become financially free. And especially because Francis is a registered financial planner, he knows the ins and outs of helping people. Me, more of in the mindset, that idea, starting with small business, and, you know, getting out of debt, creating income streams. So we're just really gonna work hard together to help you become rich, to help you become financially free. And thank you so much, Francis, for making time. I know it's you're a very busy man, and we're gonna send this to a lot of people. We're gonna bless a lot of people with this program. Thank you so much, my dear brother. And yeah, thank you so much for joining Financial Freedom Manila. This is Jaypul Hernandez, and we, you know, this program is ready, get set, invest, and become financially free through real estate. Thank you so much for today. God bless you. The best yet to come. And please message us for any concerns. Email me overcomer.academy@gmail.com or send me a message on Facebook, IG, Twitter, LinkedIn, any social media. I will personally respond to you. God bless you. See you soon.
God bless. Thank you.